4 CBA Mobile.
4 CBA with lower ears and 0 TR.
Leave the sideburns, will ya? I never will forget, when I was a kid, my dad went to a different barbershop one time, and it was this big old guy. I mean, he must have weighed like 350 pounds. He was real tall, and he was real loud. I mean, he had a big mouth. He was just, filled up a whole room with his voice, and he'd laugh and everything. And so here I am. I'm like 6, 7 years old, and he goes, boy, you want to keep your sideburns, boy, like that. And he's saying it real loud, you know, and he was real intimidating. I thought to myself, I don't even know what sideburns are. And so, you know, being 7 years old and intimidated, I thought, well, if I got sideburns, I guess I want to keep them. So I said, yeah, and he started laughing. I thought he was going to laugh his head off at me because I didn't have any sideburns.
I used to love to go up to the Stillwell Hotel to get mine. They had a barber shop in there up on Broadway in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And they had a vacuum hooked to the shear itself. And so it kept that hair from all going down your neck and everything like you usually got. And I hadn't seen that for 100 years now. That was when I was a kid. But I was going to tell you, there's an over-the-air program on 50-3. It's called Revan, R-E-V-N. And, man, I'm telling you, they build motors from the ground up, cars, old, new, muscle cars, you name it. I like to watch it on, I think it's Saturday or Sunday morning in particular, when nothing else is on. But it's just solid cars, and then they have one on boats, and it's about anything from small boats all the way up to the multi-million-dollar yachts, and they take them out and test them and that. It's really interesting, Dave.
That I believe they have that on Hulu, and we have Hulu, and so I've seen that show before. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's real interesting.
And they have a lot of do-it-yourself stuff and a lot of stuff on tips on on things you can do to cars and that. And by the way, my neighbor over here, he's going to put fuel injection on that Camaro later on down the line. But he had to stop and rebuild a 53 Chevrolet truck for a friend that he'd worked with for many years the other day. And he took the engine out of that and sent it to a machine shop someplace up on White Hampton, I think. And had it bored, and they put the pistons back in it, and they put a little bit of a cam in it, and it was a 350 Chevy, and I think it had a Mustang front end in it, and it was a nice-looking old, I think it was 53 or 55 Chevy, somewhere along in that area, and so he stopped doing all his stuff and did that for that guy.
That was nice of him. I hope he got reimbursed for that. Yeah, I used to do work in the driveway. I made a good bit of money in the driveway when I lived on Hunts Bridge Road. I wasn't in an HOA then, and that's where I had my tower, and I made a lot of money out in that driveway, I'll tell you. And I could pick my jobs. If it was something I didn't want to do, I'd just told him, you know, I didn't want to do it, or I might lie to him and tell him that I just couldn't handle it in the driveway, you know, it'd be something you need to do under a lift. And, man, I tell you, I'd love to have a garage with a lift in it, but it'd be nice. Well, I'm in the driveway here, and I've got to go over to my daughter's house and get her car running, and they can't get to the battery. I'm going to have to take my charger. I got a real big charger like they use at the dealership, and I'm going to take it over there, and then I'll take a strap too, and just in case I have to pull the car out because they can't get to the battery where the car's sitting and jump it. So anyway, but let me run, and I'll talk to you later. Sun's shining over here in Taylor's. Just came out. I'll stick around for your final. 73 is in 0TR KP4 CBA.
Well, here it hadn't come out, but looks like it might be leaning that direction. And yeah, that's Kim's going to put in a lift. The next thing, he just had a 20x30 garage built, and he's going to get a barn for his boat put out there, one of those tin sheds. And then he'll put in his lift in the garage there. That'll be nice. He don't usually do work for other people. He just does it for himself and his family. But, because he works every day. He goes to work real early. See you later, and have a good day, Dave. This is N0TR Clear.
Real clear. You just partly cloudy. KI4DOS mobile.
Well, that? Hi, Gary. I sent you a couple of emails this morning. Oh, I'm just sitting here watching Life Below Zero, and Bernice is making what I call hot beef sandwiches out of pork tenderloin that we had left over for lunch today, and I just polished off some cottage cheese and green and yellow peppers and tomatoes.
Hey, Beth, you're going to get paid around as you are tall. You better be careful with that. I'm headed over to the dump. I've got a load of garbage I got to go dispose of. I'd ordered a couple of parts for the vehicles. The driver's door on Joy's car, the outside door handle cracked, and I ordered one of those. And then in my truck, I had to order a blend door actuator. It's the thing that takes it from defrost down to your feet and all of that. Right now, mine's quit working, and so I ordered those, and they came in today. And sun's out over here in Easley, so I'm going to go to the dump and drop this stuff off and go back to the house. Probably work on a couple of vehicles.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Not. Well, I keep it worked off. I play tennis with Dave every day, and I run 5 miles when I get home, and then shut up, Bernice. And then I exercise on the bike downstairs regularly, and so that keeps me trim and slim, Gary.
Well, when Bernice sitting right that close to you don't want to tell no fabrication. She's liable to come in there and wash your mouth out with soap.
Homemade oatmeal cookies there this morning, too. I polished off a few of those. I'm like my dad. He was a railroader. And, of course, railroaders are the biggest liars on God's green earth from my childhood, bringing up from what I can glean from being around them. And my dad never lied. He said he might vericate from the truth a little, so I might have vericated a little.
That's what you're saying. And my dad drove a truck for a number of years, and in the latter years of his life, he was a dispatcher. So, needless to say.
Them railroaders that sat there and one and tried to outlie the other, and Mom said she'd about get sick at times. And then the worst of it was when my cousin, he was a lawyer, and he'd come home from Washington, D.C., and she said, I did throw up listening to Dennis and your dad sit there and tell lies back and forth. They each had to top each other's story.
Yeah, well, There's a lot of folks like that, fishermen included. But I try not to boast about anything like that anymore. You know, it kind of comes with the territory sometimes. But, you know, sooner or later, it's going to come back to haunt you a little bit. So I try my best not to do a whole lot of that. But I do resemble that remark in some respects.
I do too, Gary. I learned not to do that because what you sow, so shall you reap, the good Lord said. And I believe that. So I don't do that. And it's just something that don't work out in the end. It'll catch up to you. But I used to get a lot of laughs and giggles out of it. And I guess it was harmless, but boy, they were good fabricators there on the railroad. You know, I look back on it now, and I don't think I'd want to be an engineer or a fireman on the railroad. Dad started out shoveling coal on the steam engines, and he'd come home, and he'd be so black when he walked in the door, you could only see the whites of his eyes.
In case anybody cares, that's amazing. My dad started off shoveling sawdust, 50 cents a day, he told me. I told him, I said, that's a lot of hard work for that little bit of money. And he said, well, that was a lot of money back then. He'd shovel it out of the pit and have to get up, come out of the pit when it got low enough, and then he'd shovel it on out into the yard someplace. Then he'd go back down in the pit and get it out of the hole, and then go back outside again and just keep moving it. So I don't believe I'd want to do any type of manual labor like that if I can get out of it. You were talking about your dad and the engineers and all this. That's one of my favorite sayings, you know, when somebody tells me, oh, I'm an electrical engineer or I'm such and such engineer. I look at them and say, well, the only engineer I know drives a train.
Yeah, but you know, Dad, he was never home when the railroad was running good. He was gone all the time, and I missed that. And and then when he did come home, he was so tired, he'd be cranky all the time, and you didn't want to be around him that much. But I look back on it now, and I see how many hours and hours all night long and stuff like that he put in. I used to ride the passenger train now and then, and I could ride for free. And once in a blue moon, I'd get to go to Kansas City with him if he caught a passenger run going north or south. And that was a lot of fun. And the conductors and the porters and all of them, they took good care of me because I was George's boy.
It's like that, you know, I guess rank has its privileges, so to speak. But I'm glad you got to do that. I've ridden on a train a few times. I enjoyed it. Never wanted to work on one, though. I thought that would just be too much hard work. Then I went to driving a truck in my later years and drove a truck for about 45 years. And I looked back on it and I said, you know, I believe I should have went to work with the railroad.
CRKI4DOS. Well, I tell you, Gary, I put in one time to be an electrician over there. I'm glad I didn't get it now. But they would go underneath them engines in those pits, and man, that was a greasy, dirty, filthy job, a dangerous job, changing out those traction motors, you know, on those diesels. Big, huge cables. It was a lot of work, and when you'd go over to the roundhouse, well, none of those doors were ever shut, so it was just as cold inside as it was outside.
Imagine there, Tom. It would probably be colder sometimes, because depending on which way the wind was blowing, I guess. If it was blowing right straight through the building, it'd feel like you was in a wind tunnel or something. That might not be too good, but that'll be. Yeah, that was back in the day, I guess. You know, it was quite a few things I would have liked to have done, but chose a different occupation. Enjoyed what I did, though. I really did. I kind of miss driving the truck, getting out every day and getting to watch the sun rise and the sunset or whatnot, and playing in the different types of weather. But I don't mind it, the breakdowns and all of that. I never did enjoy those. Didn't like sitting on the side of the road waiting on somebody else.
I had a couple close calls breaking down out there in the cold weather up in Kansas. I'll tell you for sure. And you earned your pay, Gary, driving out there with some of the people. A lot of good people. And you meet a lot of good people. And that's a good thing about a job like that, I'm sure. But I did a little traveling for the company and that, and I always enjoyed it, but it was always good to get home, too. Gary, Bernice says lunch is ready here, and I think that has priority. I enjoyed it. Good talking to you. There was something the other day I wanted to talk to you about, and I'll be dang if I can think of it right now. But I didn't get to come in the other night. You had a swap net and this and that, and I was tired and I went to bed last week. So maybe I'll catch you up down the line. I'm watching this light below zero here, and I'll tell you what, you don't want to break down up there in the tundra either. That looks like it'd be mighty tough. That old gal reminds me of Bernice's mom on the farm. 73's Gary. Good to hear you. KI4DOS in 0TR. Clear.
Tom, that couldn't have been more perfect timing. I just pulled into the dump. I got to jump out and throw my trash away and all that good sort of stuff. You and Bernice have a great afternoon. If you think about what you want to talk about, give me a call on the phone. If you ain't got my phone number, I can give it to you. Talk to you later. 73, my friend. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Yeah, Gary, I know. One thing I was trying to think of, we're going to dump tomorrow, so I don't think that was it, though. See you later. N0TR.